Yo, welcome to the Lawn Care Power Moves live show number 93. Sincere Jacobs first to the party. Lawn Vibes not far behind. How are you doing today? I am geeked up because my boy Seeds Landscaping, the LBCOG, Marcus Tate has entered the building, Finley Grounds. What's going on? Big Shane Nola, how are you? Million Dollar Landscaper, Against the Grain Lawn Care, RG Landscaping, D-Mac Lawn One. What's going on? Committed Cutters, how are you? What's going on? DG Landscaping 613, Wiscana Property Services, Dior Lawn Services, no more worries. What is going on? The Black Sheep Lawn, Mow and Go Lawn Care. Everyone is in the building quick. We got in here quick. You guys got me excited. Listen, my heart was pounding a little bit. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm geeked up because I've been mowing for 3 straight days. Finally, we've been out here on my grass cutting go-kart. Thank the Lord. He stopped Mother Nature from raining on my parade, and we are going to talk about that today. Cedric's going to be a little bit late, so we apologize for that, but we're fathers, man. And you know how it goes. Sometimes we got to do daddy duty, and so Cedric's on daddy duty for a little bit longer, and he will be here in a second. So you got only me. What's going on, Chef Jay? Bass Lawn Care, PLN Management, what is going on with y'all? Committed Cutters had a rain out today, and look at that, just like that. I just mentioned Cedric, and here he is. He's already here. So you know, your boy's geeked up, because I've been out here on these grass cutting go-karts all day, cutting that grass and making that cash. Shout out to my boy, Paul Jameson. And I am feeling alive again. Let me tell you, I am feeling alive again. So I don't know what type of rants I'm about to go on because my energy is through the roof. If you think I was on 1,000 before, you better believe I'm gonna be on maybe 1,000,000 today. But you know how it goes. My boy Cedric is here, so I gotta be quiet for a second. We're gonna get him in here, get through these weekly recaps real quick, and then it's on to you, the Lawn Care LBC, my guys and gals who are in here right now watching live as we do this podcast live for you every single week for 93 straight weeks. Your boy been on 1,000. So let's go. I gotta be quiet real quick, get my boy Cedric in here, and then we gonna have some fun today. Hear from the weekly recaps and then talk to the LBC members and get some stories in here today. It's the first week of mowing. I'm geeked up. I hope you are too. Let's get Cedric in here. Let's go, Ced.
You are now listening to the Lawn Care Power Moves podcast with Matt and Steele.
Into the eyes of a winter, so glowing through the winter, spring, summer, fall. Got it all, yeah, something about. I go hard in the pain, I used to watch it dry. Sitting through some dribble times, fighting battles in my mind. Pain on my...
Ooh, that was long enough. All right, when he gets in here, he gets in here. I just sent him the invite. Oh,
yo.
He's car trapping.
Yeah.
He's truck trapping right now.
See you.
Welcome to the show, Cedric. Hold on,
what's going on, brother?
Got some more... Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm saying I can't see you. It's fine. I'll reconnect. Excuse me. When I get to the house.
Okay.
What's going on with you, man?
Not too much, but we got we got DK Lawn Service in here. We got B Bajorn Lawn Care. I hope I'm saying that right. 5D Landscaping, Matthews Lawn Service LLC, my boy TM Landscaping, that's Tommy the 19-year-old Savage, Alex Gill with the yo, my girl Tuck, Grass Girl Lawn Care, she's out here with us. I don't know who Khalil Jerry or something, I don't know who that is. Patriot Lawns, what's going on? Yachta Outdoors, what's going on? Let me get a mower, yo. Can I put a Yachta mower on one of my yards for you? I want to help you out, Yachta. I hope I'm saying that right. But Yachta, I met their CEO. He was awesome at Equip Expo. But we got Downey's Property Services in here, Accomplished Lawn Care, Kohler 39. I hope I said that right. Tommy Landscaping, Max Lawn Care. He must be my cousin. It's just spelled a different way. But now my boy Cedric is in here. How has your week been going this week, bro?
The week has been good. It doesn't want to give up. So today was a little bit of a rainy day, but
yeah.
Yes, Charlie. Thank you. Charlie's in the backseat. She's giving her two cents about what the weather's like today. Give me one second. I got to back up. I just want to see the driveway and make sure where the driveway is and don't want to hit my garage door because that is not a cheap garage door, if I may say so myself. Have you had a garage door replaced before? Like you had to spend the money to get it, man?
Nope.
Let me tell you, they are not cheap. You would look at it and you'd be like, man, it's just a door. Why does it cost so much money? But yeah, bro, between getting that mechanism replaced, this, that, and the other, it is not a cheap route to go. But no, man, the week has been good. Like I was saying, on Monday was doing treatments, got some treatments done yesterday, as well as started mowing yesterday, which is really, really, really great. And it sucked that last week, man, we weren't able to get out there and cut because of this rain. But, you know, teach his own. You get, this is what you deal with, so you got to fight through it. But, yeah, man, out there on the grass cutting go-karts, got the 52-inch multi-force running full speed, got the blade sharpened. And let me tell you, that that Mag 8200 blade sharpener by Magnematic, that thing is absolutely amazing. Truly cleans up blades nice and well in terms of getting them sharp. My blades have never been as great as they have been since they were brand new. And actually, I think they might be a little bit better than they're brand new because, you know, those brand new blades got that coating on it. So, but yeah, things are all going good this week, man. My wife's birthday is tomorrow. So shout out to my wife. She turns the big 40. And, you know, myself, I turn 40 next month. So we are getting into those numbers, man. So shout out to my wife, Yolanda. If you all get a second, man, shoot her a DM or head over to her Instagram page, which is Forage and Black. That's F-O-R-A-G-E and Black. So head over there, shoot her a DM, or either just leave a happy birthday on her latest post and let her know that I sent you. So, but yeah, man, getting things together for her. We got a birthday party coming up this weekend for her. Going to do a magic show. So it's we went to a magic theater here in Columbus, which I didn't realize Columbus is actually a hub for magicians. So went to a magic show probably about 3 months ago now, 2 or 3 months ago. Had an absolutely amazing time. Shout out to, his name is Eric Tate, which is kind of funny. not Tate like T-A-T-E, but Tate like T-A-I-T. But Eric is really dope, man, really dope magician. And he's been on Penn and Teller's Fool Us, and he's even fooled them, which was absolutely amazing. So he agreed to do a show for my wife at the, it's called the P3 Magic Theater here in Columbus, Ohio. So we're going to be doing that on Saturday, man, inviting friends and family members out to go to the show. Cornell, if it's not too late, if you want to shoot up on Saturday night, feel free. You and Cass can come up, and I'll make sure y'all taken care of to go for the show. But Charlie, sweetheart. But yeah, man, I'm gonna go ahead and throw it back to you as I get up out the truck. But that's what's been going on for so far this week, man, and getting things together. What's going on with you?
No, we've been mowing, bro. We've done 56 yards this week, but everything is wet. And how much longer, bro, until you go in the house?
I'm going.
She's throwing me off,
right? Yeah, bro, I'm sorry. I'm going in right now, man. Give me one second. I'm trying to mute my mic so I can keep it rolling. It will not let me mute. Why is this acting like special? My bad.
My week has been cool. Me and Captain Jack been getting after it. I be so geeked up about mowing. It's my favorite thing to do, that it's almost like I'm getting up for one of my football games, or when I used to play basketball still back in the day, one of my hoop games, like literally waking up before the alarm clock goes off because I'm doing what my wheelhouse is. Like every single yard I get to, I hit a home run with these things. At least I feel like I do. And if you've been watching my Instagram story at all a little bit, I've been posting some of the yards after we get done because everything is overgrown. I couldn't mow last week. It literally rained every single day of the week. It stopped raining on Friday. And then Saturday was okay. I think it rained Sunday night. And then Monday, Tuesday, it was nice out. And then Tuesday night it rained. And then it rained some today. So we've been out here getting after it, but we still got 56 yards done. But the Toros that were once clean, it did not take very long for them boys to be super dirty. That's why I told them, come on, y'all, I want to dirty up one of y'all mowers. Just send one over here so we can show what you guys got for this Pennsylvania, Penn State mixed grass that we got up here and all of the weeds and everything else that we got within here. I literally had a whole dead deer in one of the yards. I told y'all that story before. Well, Mother Nature has consumed that deer. It is no more. Well, at least you can't see it. It's a fossil now. So someday, 10,000 years from now, if we're still here on Earth, someone gonna see that deer if that house is still there. Probably won't be. I don't know. But it's been dope. And also, I told y'all next week, well, I told y'all that I'm going on this cruise together in the trades crew. Shout out to my boy Fullerton and his wife Liz and the Almonds who put that thing together. But I'm going on this cruise July 26th, I believe it is. I'm not getting on that boat and not being in shape. So your boy got the Tonal Home Gym. My wife ordered that thing. It got installed and we've been working out. So I'm starting to get my chesticle muscles are starting to come back. My biceps, I'm getting a little pumped up now and I'm geeked up because for the first time in my life, it's like I'm playing this. I told y'all before, this is my weekly recap, by the way, but I'm not really cutting grass. I am playing a sport, I'm playing basketball. All right. So when or football, I like both of them, but basketball was my first love. So when I wake up in the morning and I go out there, I'm playing sports. All right. I want y'all to know that. So I don't know what you're doing when you're on your grass cutting go-kart or whatever skid steer that you have or whatever landscape job you're doing. But when I'm out there in my imagination, I'm shooting threes and throwing touchdown passes. Cedric just got very, very clear on us. That's way better. Now my mood is getting back to where it's supposed to be, Cedric. Thank you very much. But you got the haircut.
That's that good Wi-Fi. Oh, here, hold on. There you go. You feel better now?
Much better. But anyway.
Oh, you want the echo one?
I don't care what you wear. But anyway, when I go out there, it's like I'm out there having the time of my life out there with my imagination. I forgot where I was going with that. But anyway, that's how my week has been going because I just lost my train of thought there. As soon as Cedric came on with that haircut, my chesticles.
You cannot blame it on a cut.
that haircut throws me off every time I see. Oh, that's what I was saying. I ain't getting on that boat. I am not getting on that boat. Not in shape. I'm telling you right now. You see.
Hey, real quick. But I'm going to bounce out and I'm going to bounce back in.
That's cool. What's going on, Hawks? What's going on, big Buckeye, DG? I think I already said what's up to him. But yeah, I got that Tonal thing installed, and me and my wife been working out with that thing, man. It's been dope. And also, we finished, finally, our bathroom install. One last thing. He's got to watch Anyway, we finally finished our bathroom, and the last thing we have to do is paint this little part of the ceiling and where I don't know if you guys knew this. Did you know that there is a ceiling fan, you know, the exhaust fan for the bathroom that is, it has Wi-Fi, a speaker, and an LED light on it. So you could hook your phone up to it and listen to the stuff while you're in the bathroom, laying floors on the bathroom. I did have to lay some floor in the bathroom. Hey, listen, man, I'm having a good time today. Life sometimes can give you lemons. It hasn't given me very many lemons. It's just been giving me full cups of lemonade, which tastes delicious, but it does dry out your mouth. That's another thing about sports drinks. These sports drinks been drying out my mouth. Finally, he's back. Hopefully, he can see me this time, and we can actually get this show on the road. Because outside of that, everything's been going good. I will say this.
I can see you.
Nice. I will say this. So, I have been running on the grandstand, because we're going to talk a little bit about mowing today before we get someone in here. But I was running the X Blades on my Multiforce, and Jack has just regular blades. For reference, all I'm running is the gold blades. So I use the hybrid gold blades. I had the X Blades under mine. Captain Jack has just the regular blade under his. There's usually a lot of sticks the first week. So I honestly, on our commercial yards, we don't really, there's a ton of sticks, like smaller sticks, like under an inch thick, and we'd be firing them things up. So
you and me both, bro.
Yeah, so we run, we don't really, we sharpen the blades, but I don't put new ones on. And then once we go through that first week and we get rid of all them sticks, then we throw on the new ones. But because we missed that first week, I decided to forego doing that and just go straight to brand new sharp blades this year instead of doing like a spring cleanup type blade setup, which is what I've been doing. But what's going on, Lawn Genie USA? How are you? It's good to be able to catch you this evening. It's good to, I'm happy you're here, man. Thanks for coming. But anyway, I decided today after cutting a few yards because the grass is so long because it rained all last week, so we couldn't mow, but the temperature wasn't real low. Like, it did get low one day, but other than that, it was still in the mid-50s. So everything is just growing crazy everywhere. And I thought, let me leave the X-Blades on because then we might not have to double cut. But what I found was I took those off, the X-Blades off, because we were cutting this tall grass. I put the new ones on, again, the gold ones, the gold hybrids. And they actually, I felt like I got a cleaner cut with just the single blade under there than I did with the X-Blades. And then also, I was scalping a lot with the X-Blades because we were trying to get the grass low, though, because, the grass was like over a foot tall in some of my houses, man. It's crazy how much it grew over the week. But that's been my week in a nutshell. Doing a little work and also I dropped a new video called The One Inch Rule. I guess we could talk about that a little bit before we get a guest on. But anyway,
really quick about the X Blades, man. And we've said it before. So anyone that isn't aware, if you're, I'm speak specifically to the Multiforce. So with the thickness of the blade that you have on the grandstands or kind of the Turbo Force deck, it really runs with probably about a half inch? Actually, no, it might be a quarter inch. A quarter inch lower than what your actual deck height is. And then if you happen to be running twills, it's another like half inch. So with me running twills and the X-Blade adapter, I am actually, if I want to cut at 3.5 inches, I got to put the deck height at 425. So just a little bit of information for those out there that wondering why you might be scalping when you got your deck set to 3.5. Thinking you're cutting at 3.5, and then in actuality, you're cutting at 275. So, yeah, a little science and input on
from you. You know, Cedric's a scientist. He's the intellectual person in this group. I'm all hell.
Brimstone. Intellectual ain't got nothing to do with the smart side. You're the intellectual person. You're the one that can strike up a conversation with absolutely anybody anywhere and go full bore with it.
I thought that I was an introvert, and turns out I'm an extrovert, I think. Well, I don't even actually know what those mean, just to be honest with y'all. You know, I just cut some grass and make some cash, go on about my day and help people to live their dreams, Cedric, because that's what it's all about. It's about us living our dreams. And every single week when people come here, I think that's exactly what we get to do, is live our dreams, talk to each other about it, and share those wins. If you have had a win this week, why don't you put it down here in the comment section so we can shout you out? Also, who's going to come on and talk today? I'm opening up the door. So come on down here, put some requests in. Let's get you on. Hey, you are here watching. It's your show, not just me and Cedric's. We're only the hosts. It's your show. So we need someone to come on, tell us their story. Who's it going to be? Let's get someone
in. Let me apologize before we go any further, bro. Instagram did something where my mute button is down here, and it used to be like right here. So I would tap the screen, hit here, hit the mute, and cough. So now it's like intertwined with the words down here. So I apologize if I can't get to the mute button fast enough, man. The allergies have been kicking my this week. Your boy had a little bit of a sinus infection, but I'm fighting through it because it is that time of the year. Obviously, I use a gator during the season to try to help keep all that stuff out of my nose. But the trees is being trees and they pollinating like the pollen. I don't know, man. There's a lot of guys showing creating videos on like Instagram, like these skits where the pollen is, you know, jumping people, you know what I mean? Like You'll be sitting outside and then all of a sudden these guys in yellow or green suits just come up and start beating the whatsoever out of a person. Like, yeah, this is what pollen's doing to us this season, bro. I hate it every year. It beats me up. And I don't think I ever get used to it. I try to keep myself together with the nasal sprays because I feel like they work better for me. But yeah, man, it's a little rough this week.
Hey, you know, I was thinking something while I was in the shower. I got home like about 7 o'clock because we're doing everything. Usually I'm done about 5 o'clock, but everything is overgrown. We're taking forever. Well, not forever, but we're taking longer. Everything needs trimmed. Some things need cut a couple times. Not very many have needed double cut. We've been cutting high and getting a nice clean cut, so we haven't really double cut too much. But while I was in the shower, I was thinking about what my favorite meal is. And My wife, she makes pot roast or some form of it. Beef stew, pot roast, it's kind of the same type of thing. But I was thinking, man, recently I've been looking at my life a lot. And if you're older, maybe you can relate to this. The older you get, the more experience you have, so you could go back in the past and think of things. That's why I say that stuff a lot, I know. But at the end of the day, I was in the shower and I was thinking about, man, our life has come a long way. It's taken us a long time to get to where we are. And now I'm finally at this point in my life where I'm like happy, you know, like I know kind of where I'm going. I've said this before, but my wife, we know where we want to go with our family. We know what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. So as I was sitting in the shower, I was thinking about the pot roast, man, and how when she tells me she's going to make that for dinner, I'm always excited. Sometimes I'll text her. She might just send me a picture that she got those ingredients, or I'll just see them on the Instacart when they come in. I'll just see the pot roast, or I'll see the package of beef stew, you know, and then the carrots and the celery. And I'm like, oh, I know that the beef stew or pot roast is coming soon. I can't wait. But then the day that she makes it, she might start, I don't know, like at 11 on a Saturday, and dinner ain't till 7 o'clock, right? But the day before that, she put the pot roast, she seasoned it. She might have put it into a brine or some sort of marination on it or whatever. And then the next morning, she puts that in the crock pot first. And then it cooks for a few hours. Then she cuts up all of the ingredients to the stuff. And then she puts them in. And then it goes on for even a few more hours. And that's so everything can get soft and the meat can get tender. Because a lot of times when she cooks, I ain't going to lie, You guys in here, and especially, it doesn't matter. All of us have went and stole something when our mom, our grandma, our aunt, our significant other is cooking something. We've all went and stole something. But beef stew, you can't really do that. Because if you go in there too early for the carrots, when they come out, they're still going to be hard. If you eat the meat too soon, it's going to be tough, you know? So you got to wait. It takes a long time. If you eat the stuff too early, it's not going to be nasty. She also can't put it in the microwave because I'm sure if you put a roast in the microwave, it'll probably be done in an hour. You probably could have it done in an hour. I don't know. I'm not the cook in my family.
I'd be worried about it exploding.
Yeah, well, it might explode. It also be very rubbery. It's going to be very tough for you to eat. It's just not going to be good. It's not going to taste appealing. The only way to have that roast be really good is to go through the whole marination process, the whole cooking process, let everything get soft and tender so then you could eat it. You can't have it quickly. And while I was thinking about her making that roast and all of the preparation that it takes to do that, I thought about my own self. Maybe you felt this before, like the things that I've always wanted in my life. Like I talk about basketball so much and I wanted to be a basketball player. But like that is the microwave thing. And everyone is not equipped to handle that. Like, look, LeBron got that at 18 and has handled it magnificently. But the vast majority of people that get that type of blessing real early in life before going through any struggles end up broke, and then they end up like, you know, the other people that we see in the entertainment world and in the athletic world who eventually go broke because they use their talents that they had, got them a blessing before they were equipped mentally or whatever, financial literacy, whatever. They didn't have that yet, so they were ill-equipped to get that stuff. So that's like they got the microwave version of this wonderful meal of the roast and the potatoes and the carrots and the broth and the rice that you put it over, or noodles, or however it is that you eat your beef stew. What I realized was like, I'm the roast or I'm the beef stew. And I've my whole life have been like, I wanted to be microwaved, or I wanted to have my little piece and eat it too fast. But the cool thing is, right now, 40 years in, I'm not saying I'm done, but I'm at least tender now. And I'm starting to be able to absorb all of the flavors of life rather than only having the marination or not having or having the correct seasoning, but not being cooked long enough so that you're too tough. And then you lose all of your flavor. You lose the ability to be good to something in this world. I don't know. I'm going all over the place, but my wife makes a good roast, and that's what it made me think about life, how good that roast is and how long it takes. So I hope that story helped you guys a little bit. But
I will add someone on here, add to that, man. I'll add that you're talking about food, man. It's your point's definitely made, so I don't want that to go by the wayside. But I think it makes me start thinking about all the things that my wife makes that are now my favorite. It's kind of crazy because it's like, growing up, you know, like you said, you got family members that make all these meals in different ways, how they prepare foods, whether it be, you know, your soul food or your Thanksgiving food or whatever it may be, man. But it's been really kind of cool because there's so many things that I love. Like, I really love sweet potatoes. I really love collard greens. I really love macaroni and cheese, right? And, you know, when me and my wife first got together, you know, we were not young, but, you know, we were younger than what we are now, man. And just think back to how things were when we first got together. And over these times, man, she just has changed. She made a tweak here, made another tweak here to how the food tastes. You know what I mean? Make another tweak here. Like, oh, I wonder what it'll be like if we do these two combinations together. So she's made so many tweaks to a lot of the foods, man, where now my favorites are no longer made by somebody else, right? I used to love the way like my grandmother would make collard greens. Well, it's not my favorite collard green maker anymore. My wife is not my favorite collard green maker. So I used to think about how, you know, my aunts would make like the sweet potatoes or the yams, you know what I mean? And now my wife, to me, makes the best sweet potatoes and yams because she's made all these adjustments to it, man. And she figured out how to make it better from what the previous iteration was. And that, I, you know, just kind of toss it back to the business, man. It's kind of the same thing with us, right? We make little tweaks to make things better and better, man. But I think one of the skill sets that she has, and one thing I want to get better at doing, not only within food, but with the business, is she can figure out what the food needs just by tasting it, right? She'll taste it and be like, okay, it's missing this. Or what she has actually ability to do is, if she goes and tastes someone else's and she can identify what that particular person did and add it to that particular dish to make it good. So you can learn what someone else has done and perfected in their business or perfected in their recipe about how they do things and implement it into your process of your cooking or your business and make your business actually a little bit better by saying, okay, I took the best part that I found was missing out of mine that they've figured out and perfected. Now I've added it to mine. And now mine is the new true favorite of my own or for my my example. My wife makes a true favorite of you know, my favorite versions of the dish, man. So shout out to her for that, man. And shout out to her for kind of just bringing light on that, man. I didn't put two and two together on how that kind of relates with the business and how we do things about pulling pieces together, man. But that truly is what she's doing, man. And that's inspired me to just continue to do that for myself within the business, bro.
Yeah. Hey, that's fire, because that's, I mean, I've been saying that too, just in another way. The same thing that you just said is, it's dope. It's just ingredients. I was saying I learned the Euro step and then the crossover and, you know, shooting threes instead of twos, all of that type of stuff, bro. But that's just fire. It's like it, you could take a little bit of this culture and how they do things and this person, how they do things, and that person, how they do things, all to create your thing, and it becomes a brand new, unique thing that can help someone else, right? It's like we've been watching and listening. I've been watching YouTube videos. I've been listening to podcasts. I've been having conversations with all of these people. It's like you go on YouTube, you make a video. If I make a video about a lawnmower, well, Black Sheep Lawn, he made a video about a lawnmower too. So did Fullerton. So did Naylor, and so did all of the other people on social media. We all made a video about a lawnmower, but it's different because I'm the person using this particular lawnmower. And the way that I do things is a little bit of a combination of how everyone else does stuff. And then I make my own unique way on how to do things. So, yeah. I like that, Cedric. I like your ingredients. I like your ingredients. I need to get a find like Ferris Mowers John Case is, find what makes it yours.
And go with it.
I don't know why I struggled right there.
It's blending in with the fade. It's cool. It's blending with the fade of the chat.
I thought the fade of your haircut.
I need to get myself a haircut. I gotta get clean, man. For my wife's birthday this upcoming, her birthday's tomorrow, but the party's this upcoming weekend, man. I gotta get together on that, man, because I know she's gonna give me a dirty look if your boy ain't clean going into, you know, these tomorrow's evening events and then this weekend's event. So I gotta get that together, man.
Yeah.
But were you about to say something? You about to step away real quick?
Another thing that's happened is everything is wet, right? Boy, there's been some true swamps in some of these places, bro. I might have to go around a whole area. That thing just got to stay that way. Otherwise, I'm gonna be in there and need the rescue rope. We've had the rescue rope me once and Captain Jack once.
Oh man.
I was under a tree and didn't know. It's like I was driving and just it was like quicksand. Before I knew it, I was in that thing and couldn't back out, and it was over. What I didn't realize, though, was, of course, the mower was going to sink because, bruh, I'm talking about, as soon as I got in there, it got me like quicksand.
Yeah. So
Captain Jack is coming around the corner with the trimmer, and there's this little, I guess it's a ditch, but there's always water. There's not always water in it, but when it rains, there is water in it. And he's coming around there. He's just trimming the grass that's right there. And I see him, and I jump off the lawnmower to go grab the rescue rope. So because he's right here now, I don't got to go find him. And when I jumped off, bro, I hit the ground and I sunk into the thing.
Oh,
so yeah, bro. And it wasn't like. The ground was so soft in this whole area, I had to just leave that thing alone. It's probably about the size of a basketball court. Shout out to South Carolina women's basketball and the UConn men's basketball and winning the national championship. That was dope. But yeah, bro, it was crazy. Shout out to Captain Jack. That's right. Shout out to Captain Jack. Anyway.
Yo, I did want to give a shout. Shout out on one thing. Shout out to Rick with Big Buckeye Lawn Care up there in Northeast Ohio. He brought something to the 2024 One in Life Lawn Care setup. And it's a measuring tool that you use with your phone and stuff like that. And I've seen advertisements for it before. You guys know what we're more likely referring to, because we don't necessarily mention brands as much anymore on the podcast because they ain't cutting checks. But yeah, man, I ended up picking up one myself because I was, you know, he mentioned the things that he was using it for. He's doing hardscaping and things like that. So he's measuring areas and things and lengths and et cetera, heights and things like that. I was like, okay, that's really, really dope. And I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and grab one because they're a little pricey, but not too expensive. I think they do pay for themselves in terms of making sure that you get the right material when you are, ordering, whether it may be, you know, aggregate, mulch, rock, et cetera. But I went ahead and ordered a measuring tool. And when I got it, I was like, you know what, this can actually also be used for the area that I service properties in for lawnmowing, man, is that I see what he's, he's anyway. Don't throw me off right now. I'm reading the chat too. One thing I've run into an issue with is a lot of these new builds. So, you know, for me, I build out my my lawnmowing is determined by the square footage of the actual lawn. And I know a lot of guys may measure off of the property, but I do specifically the have my pull-up rate versus my pull-up rate plus my $1 per 1,000 square foot. And I realized that a lot of these new build homes that aren't on Google Maps, I have no idea how big their property is. I was like, you know what, if I grab this and I have this tool, I'm not going to go out and accurately bid when I have to physically put my eyes on a property for lawn maintenance. So I'm really excited to have that in the repertoire. I already started using it to measure some mulch beds. Absolutely amazing, man.
Tommy's wild, man. Tommy the ninth, he's 20 now. I forgot his birthday happened. So Tommy the 20-year-old savage said, I said in the chat, what do you use for what do you guys use for measuring? He said rulers. Oh my gosh, man. Hey. I know one thing.
Yeah.
Tommy, when I see you, Tommy, because I'm going to see Tommy, the 20-year-old savage now at the compound. I owe you some birthday punches, Thomas, and they're coming. They're going to be strong punches now since he's a runner, too, like a distance runner. Tommy was a distance runner.
Okay.
He's still running marathons and stuff, even though he's out of shape now. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Thomas.
Oh, I was a distance runner, man. I was a distance runner, so
you were
much love to guys I ran. Yeah, ran 800, you know, 1600, 3200. Nah. So, yeah, that was my deal, bro.
I remember whenever I was in high school, the soccer coach, did I ever tell y'all this? The soccer coach, he came, his name was Mr. Holiday. When I was in high school, he was like, you're a great athlete. I was like, thank you. He was like, you don't have anything to do in the spring because I didn't play baseball. And I was like, nah. He was like, you should play soccer. I said, no way, Jose. I'm not running around and kicking that ball back and forth. He said, you could play goalie. You don't even got to come to practice. Then you can have three
really?
Sports. Yeah, then he said, then I can have three sports on my Letterman jacket. And I was like, I damn sure don't want soccer on my Letterman jacket, Playboy. No, thank you. That was it. Then I was just chasing girls. That's high school. That was high school. But anyway, listen, man. It doesn't seem like anyone wants to come on here today. I'm feeling a little disappointed in you guys.
It's all right, man. It's the start of the Mo Week, bro. At least for you and I. I know a lot of guys got started a few months ago, and some guys are still waiting to get started. So shout out to y'all that unfortunately have to wait until lawns grow a little bit more. I showed up to a few lawns, man, that the contrast of lawns, I should say, man. I got my one client that I went to. His grass, we didn't even do any treatments on it last year, except for one pre-emergent treatment to help out with the weeds. And, bro, his stuff grows maddeningly fast, if that's a word, right? It maddening.
That's dumb, maddeningly.
Yeah, it grows super fast, bro. And it's like, it's really weird because it's not like it gets a ton of water or anything like that. It just grows. And I pulled up to his property, man. I had to almost, actually, I think I did triple cut it because it was the first time I got there. I wasn't able to get there last week because of the rain. But I get, you know, I cut his property. And then another one of my properties that is only like literally 8 minutes away, it still looks like it's, you know, it's the middle of the summer cut, man. Like it needs to be cut every 3 weeks, which is really, really weird, man. It's the contrast of lawns is absolutely ridiculous, man. But I'm trying to get all of them together, man. I'm going to do a lot of nutrient rebuilding back on these lawns that are looking like they did to start the season. Absolutely ridiculous, bro. Hey, what are you laughing at? What we got going, man, on in the chat?
Cuz he said we're old news. No, you're not old news. We want to listen. We can't have the same people on every single week out because I want to hear from everyone. Like I want to hear from everyone. We can come back around and get guys who've come on already. But the lawn, the what's this guy's name? The lawn genie. Oh, the lawn genius. VA says he had to change his name, and I want to know why he had to change his name. So let's see why the lawn genius had to change his name. Let's go, lawn genius. You're on deck for the live show. Hey, this is what makes this thing fun. What's going on?
Going on, man.
Hold on a second.
Used to be Green Up Lawn Care.
He pulled a fast one on me.
No, so
what's going on? First of all, hold on. Tell everyone who you are, the former name of your business, because I was unaware that you changed your name from what it was. So tell us the name of your business, where you're from, and what do you specialize in?
So it was Green Up Lawn Care, Central Virginia, Richmond, Virginia area, down here by Naylor, and specialized in lawn care landscaping. I've tried to minimize services, narrow it down, do what I do better. And yeah, so down here, the problem I had was there are six or seven different companies with Green Up Turf Care, or Green Up Irrigation, or Green Side Up, green, you know, a lot of different companies had similar
names.
And then yeah, when you think of the other company's names, the first thing that pop in somebody's mind is lawn care. So I started catching the reviews, negative reviews. I started catching the phone calls of somebody Googling Green Up, blah, blah, blah. Well, they would see lawn care. They call me and start off the conversation with, hey, your guys, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So yeah. So I got sick and tired of that and came up with Lawn Genius.
I like it, man. I like it. So a brand new rebranding. That's cool.
And then I'm in a very unique situation because of, like y'all said before, when you go to a job, always be aware, look around. And so it has brought me to a position where I've been at the same location since September, and I'm going to be there through October.
That's dope.
One customer. And so that's allowing me to now get search engine optimization, the website, everything up and running for Lawn Genius, and still have a stupid amount of work. And then I'm taking that money, reinvesting into the business. I bought a Stinger. I bought a X-Mark recently, 20-foot trailer. So once I'm back up and running in October, I'm going to jump right into leaf removal and take off with it.
So you're not working right now?
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
But I am on a special project for one customer. Like I said, I've been there since September, and I'm going to be there through October. So somewhat of a hoarding situation. And so, yeah, it's all because they called me to do a little bit of landscaping. I started looking around the property and saw bigger issues. Mm-hmm. And out of compassion, I couldn't walk. These people needed help. They were overwhelmed. They didn't know how to handle the situation they had allowed themselves to get into. And we started communicating and building up trust. And one thing led to another, to another, to another. And we've hauled away over 70,000 pounds of stuff off the property from inside the house. And yeah.
Wow, what is this, a mansion?
No, this is, there are 40,000 pounds is outside. Over 30,000 pounds is inside the house.
That's wild. So how many properties did you take care of before you got onto this one job?
So, I was at about 35.
And how does that work? When you just do this one, so are they just based? Are they paying you for the?
Yeah, it's 500 a day. Yeah.
Oh, nice. 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 I've never heard of nothing like that before.
Is it a situation where you're with the clients that you did have, did you pass them off to someone to handle those accounts while you're doing this, or is it?
Okay. Yeah, my boy's taking care of them. And so once I finish this up, then we'll swap back and So the customer, I didn't walk away from them. I want to make sure they're taken care of, but also I had to make sure it was somebody I trusted that, okay, when I come, when I'm able to come back, things will pick up like, never changed.
So are you just doing the work for these people solo?
No, so I'm bringing in a lot of, if there's stuff I don't do, all their windows are having to be replaced. I'm bringing in window contractors, HVAC people, stuff like that. Because I have a big network of different contractors, and it makes it easier on them because, one, they're too overwhelmed, plus it's hard to find people that really want to do good work, that stand by in their work. And so they don't know where to look. They don't know who to turn to or who to trust. So I make it easy on them. They tell me what they want to get done. I find the people, bring them in, get the work done. Then I stand behind it. If there's any warranty issues, then I reach out to those people and get it taken care of for them.
So you're basically like the property
project manager.
Well, that's dope, man. That's dope. That threw me off. I was not expecting you to come on number one, and then number one to be you. I said number one twice, now three times, and then two to say that you pushed everything to the side to do one customer for the entire season till the end of. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that is interesting.
They're the nicest people you'd ever meet. Mm-hmm. And it just, I couldn't, my conscience wouldn't allow me to walk away and see them continue in these conditions. I mean, they haven't been, so they have baseboard heating. Mm-hmm. And because of so much content inside the house, they haven't been able to turn the heat on in over 8 years.
What? I'm at a loss for words over this whole ordeal.
Yeah,
actually, this doesn't happen to me often. So whenever you get back in, how many properties do you want to have and everything? Whenever you do get back to mowing or what's next for you after this?
So I being that it's starting with a new business, new website, and all that, I plan to bring the existing customers back. But then I just signed up with Postcard Mania to run a campaign through them. Got a mail list of 1,500 people in the area, and we're going to send out three batches of postcards, 1,500 for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to build that up as well.
Oh, okay. So
what I plan.
And
So what I plan to do is, if that takes off and works like I'm hoping it will, then less I'm going to do out for this one customer and kind of become more of less hands-on and more project manager, bringing people in, because we're getting to the stage now where I'm getting ready to need painters to come in, paint the entire inside of the house, a flooring guy to come in and put floors in, so it's kind of winding down, but those are things that I can do. I truly rather be out cutting grass and making cash than doing this type of thing. I just want to make sure they're taken care of, their house is done right, and they're going to have a new chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's the
we had
removed. Yeah, that was pretty much my question. I was wondering when, you were going to, at what expected time was the project for your major liability or, your major needing to be there was going to come down or wind down or end. For you to get back to doing what you love doing.
If this Postcard Mania campaign takes off like I believe it will, then relatively soon, I'll still go out there a couple of days, make sure the flooring guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing, things like that. The painters are taking care of all that. because, I mean, yeah, it's making me a good amount of money now, but mowing is what will, you know, the reoccurring income is truly where it's at.
All right, so let me ask another thing. Now that you're kind of getting a fresh start with a fresh business, right? What is one of the things that you want to do differently with the new business that you found yourself hating about the way the old business was?
Stay away from the cheap ones. The first, you know, the ones that come out of their mouth, well, my guy used to do it before. Okay, there's no longer time to have a conversation with those people. That's what I've learned. You know, before I would trip in the very beginning, I would, yeah, I can do that, but no.
I think a good response to that, and honestly, I've seen people using this, like, hey, I think it'd probably be a smart idea to go ahead and give that guy a call back then. So you hit him with that line, and more than likely, they're going to hit you with, well, he's not in business anymore. You just look at him like, oh, I wonder why.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, or, you know, hey, if you got somebody that's doing it for that price, what's their information? Because they can damn sure come and do my house if they're going to do it for that, you know. Yeah.
There's that too.
So what's the goal for how many properties? You said you did a 15 door, every door direct mailer. What's the goal for how many properties you want to take on?
So talking with them, I told them if I can get 20 to 25 weeklies is the number I'm shooting for. And they're recommending the 1500 addresses that we're going to send postcards out to and do it in 3 mailings. You know, I bought the mailing list from them for 1500. So we'll use those, send them out 30 days later, send out a second batch to the same ones, and then send out a third batch to the same ones.
And nice. I
like this. And like a sample offer I'm doing on the mailer is going to be like 2 free mows if they sign up for a yearly contract, which will include leaf removal, mulch, seeding, aeration, you know, weekly mow.
That little marketing plan. Well, that'll get you ready for sure.
And then the 2 free mows will be the last 2 mows of the season. Because I'm not giving them the 2 free mows and then somebody
smart. Tries, no.
Right. You give them 2 free mows and get canned.
Yeah. I'm like, no, not. Yeah.
No, hey, I don't know. I've heard of stories of people falling for that.
Oh,
that trick. And you try to undercut someone and say, hey, we do the first one for free. And then the next week, someone's cutting the yard that you were just cutting last week because they're doing that one free mow thing too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Exactly. And yeah. I've been bit like that before. I'm not going to lie. That's why I'm like, yeah, you get your 2 free, but at the end of the... Yeah.
That's why I don't do nothing free.
Right.
No, not anymore.
Right.
I used to because, you know, here's what I would feel like. I would want someone to do that for me, but then I found that it wasn't even appreciated in most cases.
Right.
You know, sometimes you could do something for someone, then it becomes like they expect it. And so I was like, hold on a second. You don't even realize, like, I didn't even charge you. Okay. Like I didn't charge you this one time. All right. And then there's a little patch of grass that got missed. And now you're hitting me up and crushing me, cussing me out on the phone. And I'm like, come on, man. All right, cool. Ain't nothing free. That includes family. I don't, and I'm sorry, I ain't trying to speak holier than thou, but it's like, I don't do free or discounts because discounts, it don't make the job easier. I don't get a discount when I go buy mulch to do someone's house. I don't get a discount. So why, you know, my time ain't free. So I got to the point where I felt like if I need to offer anything free, that's not the type of customer that I want,
right?
Because I want my customers to value me, and because I value the job that I do, and I value them as a, like, I value their house, I value them as a human, as an individual. I value whatever they have values in, I value that for them as well. And so, no, nothing free. I would encourage you to not do free mows even at the end of the season. Right. Maybe you just say, this is what I do a lot of times, is on when Mother's Day comes, I won't charge my residential, my ladies. Like, especially right. if it's a single mom or something, then I won't charge them that week. But they don't even know that that's coming, because that's just something I care about, because I was raised by a single mom. So if it's a single mom situation and I know it, I'm definitely not charging them on Mother's Day. But that's just a little something I do. I ain't trying to tell you what to do though, bro.
By God said, you know, teach. I mean, we learn from each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, before we let you go, man, where can everyone find you at your new Instagram page?
So Instagram is Lawn Genius VA. Facebook is the same. YouTube will be the same. So yeah.
Nice. Lawn Genius out of VA. Thank you for stopping past the show, man, and sharing. Cause that is something cool. When you think about it, there's a lot in the name. Whatever you name something, it has to be something that you care about. Like, that's why you see some people, they just put their name. Just my last name is Mac. I could just Times New Roman, Mac Landscaping and Lawn Care on the side of the trailer and put a phone number, and no one's going to care, because it's just another word. It don't mean anything or whatever. But when you put Mac and then the logo on top of it and they see that on the trailer, that's part of the branding. But then also, when you name yourself thinking about SEO, I never thought that having green, because a lot of times they'll tell you, hey, you want to have green, or you want to have lawn or grass or something like that right. in the name for search engine optimization. But when you think about it, if you make your name a little more unique, because there's 17 different green ups of some sort in your area, you know, then you might want to change it up like Lawn Genius did. So that's good advice for someone who's new in business, man. Think of your name. Go on Google in your area. Put in lawn care. See what people's names are. And pick something that is unique, because there's a lot of different ways that you can SEO yourself to the top. The best way is just to get those reviews. Get 5-star reviews by doing good work.
And I tell you, having to rename your business and start that whole thing all over again is not cheap. You know?
Oh yeah.
You got shirts, you got hats, you got all that. You know, I had the trucks lettered up and everything. It is wow. what it is.
Now you got to switch it all back up.
Yeah, and this time I went with little logo of Einstein to connect with the genius, because I Googled lawn care trucks across America, and if you look at them, you'll see a very similar, poof of grass going across or something, see a lot of similarities. So I wanted something that didn't see every day and, would kind of catch people's eyes and stand out at the same time.
And I agree with that too, because whenever I went to initially get my trailer logoed up, that was the first thing the dude said. Hey, you gotta have grass on there. They gotta know. I said, no, other people even told me that. Like, no, you gotta have grass on your trailer. No one's gonna know you cut grass. There's no grass on my trailer. It's just my logo, my phone number, and the services that I do. It's the logo and them seeing me and talking to me.
Right.
That makes it unique. The hell with the grass on your logo. Like, make your stuff stand out. When I first got my driving around here, at least to my knowledge, I hadn't seen anyone with a caricature or a character on their logos. I mean, on their trailer. I was the only person. Now, shout out to my boy John Doyle. He has his gate. He got like a gator on a lawnmower, and that's on the side of his. So shout out to Doyle Brothers Lawn Care. But think about these things, man, when you are brand new in business, or if you have just started, you're thinking about starting, like think about your name. And it don't have to be some professional thing that you can sell, because I don't plan on selling my business. I mean, I can't say that it's not possible one day, but it's not really in my plans. And that's why it's named after me, because who cares what other people think? It's what you think. So again, Lawn Genius, thank you for stopping past, bro.
Hey, I appreciate what y'all do. And yeah, I tip my hat off to y'all doing this every week and helping people, whatnot. Yeah, I don't see how y'all do it. I wanted to do it, but yeah, you gotta have that drive.
We do it because of you guys. Come here every week, and it's fun to talk to people who feel how we feel, care about the same things that we care about, or doing the same things that we doing, and are trying to get to the same place that we're trying to get to, which is the win in life. That's all I really want. And as long as I can talk to other people who want that, because that's what I want in my atmosphere. The only things that we get in this world are the things that we truly want. And when you want to be happy, then you go seek out people who you feel are happy. When you want to be rich, you go get around people who are rich. If you want to be an intellectual, go get around smart people. If you want to be a software engineer, talk to Cedric. He can help you with that.
It's like they say, your net worth is your network.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know.
Yeah. I appreciate you stopping past, brother. Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. We will see you next time, Lawn Genius.
Sounds good, y'all. Have a good evening.
You too, brother. Peace.
Peace.
Well, that was fire. That was a good conversation that we had there. Think about the name that you have and what does it mean to you? Because I could tell y'all, Cedric, I'm about to go on a rant real quick. But why the name of my business is that? I might have said this before on the podcast, but who cares? It's my last name because I wanted my dad something. I wanted to show my dad his name on something positive, something that he could be proud of. I know he's proud of me as his son. He tells me all the time. But I wanted him to have something that he could see that wasn't just his son, but something that his son created, because I can't create if he did not create. He created me, him and my mother, and I got my father's last name. And without him, there is no me, right? We all come from our fathers. Literally, that sounded wild. But anyway, I wanted to give him something that he could be proud of. And that's another reason why I'm on YouTube, is for him and my kids and my wife and people to be able to see me at my happiest doing the thing that I love to do, because people didn't come to my basketball games when I was a kid. It just is what it is. But there's thousands of people watching the YouTube videos and people listening to the podcast and watching the podcast, and that's real cool. Where was I, Cedric?
You're just going to your rant talking about your last name and why you decided to put that on the company. Yeah.
So then, obviously, landscaping and lawn care, that's what we do. But then there's the caricature. And when you look at the caricature, the reason why I could talk about this stuff is because it's like I literally sat down and thought about this. I drew the words myself. So it's not like some font you can go get my last name. I drew it myself. The logo is me whenever I was happy. Whenever I was happy, I was hooping, I was working out to play basketball, I was playing basketball, I was playing football, I was playing softball. That is the happiest time of my life, when I could go to stress-free mode and I don't think about nothing but sports. That's why mowing is so dope to me, because I get to go to stress-free mode. When I turn that lawnmower on, when I leave my house in the morning, I am playing the game now. And I ain't thinking about anything else except putting the ball in the hoop or throwing a touchdown pass. That's it, bro. That's it. So that caricature logo, him right there, this dude that you see up there, that's me whenever the light was beaming, because I thought that everything was possible. Over the years, Mr. Lightbringer wasn't so much light. And then I found this. And it brought all of those same feelings back that I had from sports. It turned to the game again, where I'm not even seeing anybody. I don't hear the crowd. All I see is the scoreboard, the people on the court, my teammates, my opponent, and the hoop. The lines on the court. That's it. So that person that you see, Mr. Lightbringer, the logo, dude, that's me. So now whenever I talk to these customers, I'm talking to them about my sport, which is now maintenance, property maintenance. In the same way that I could tell you the stats of Michael Jordan's games and how many assists John Stockton had and how many touchdown passes Tom Brady threw and all of those different things, because I used to literally watch SportsCenter all day, every single day. My cousin would call me to settle arguments where he could just, cuz, how many points did Akeem Olajuwon have in the finals in 1994? And I would just say it because I knew that stuff back then. It's not at top of mind anymore because I found a new sport, and that's this. This outdoor grain industry, the lawn maintenance side is what I like to do, but this is all a big-ass game. And if you would just see it that way, then you could have this amazing joy in your life. That, again, like I said before, no matter what it was in your life that made you feel happy and free and gave you the most joy, make that whatever this is, or whatever business it is that you do have, whatever that may be, make it what you've always loved. Charge high prices for it, because the professional athletes and the singers and the songwriters and the actors, they're charging high prices for their talents. Now, we might not be able to charge millions of dollars. Well, some of us can. Some of you are doing million-dollar jobs. So I've seen some people doing $10 million jobs. That's not something I'll ever do. But we could live the same exact life as all of the people that we've always aspired to be like, no matter who they were. You could be some version of that through this. And that's why I can talk about the name, the logo, and that's why I created all of that stuff, because I felt like me again. When you hear the word LeBron, you know exactly what that is, because he's been living in that thing his entire life, and he was talented enough to use the one thing that God blessed him to be able to do to turn that into all these other things. I personally had to use my imagination to make my dreams come true, because I wanted to be LeBron. I couldn't. So I had to change it in my brain and make this that. And that's what I do every week. So I feel like I make $50 million, even though I don't. And you should too. So now I'm off the rant, but think about your name, man. Make your name be something that you feel so much passion about that when someone asks you about your business and how you got your name and those, like, you should light up to tell them the story behind it. Like some people light up when you ask them, hey, that's a cool tattoo. And then they tell you all of the reason why this tattoo is this way, where they got it from, how they felt when they got that. Like, that's what I feel every single day when I wake up in the morning to go out here and do this thing that we do every single day, especially now. So I don't know what the hell's about to come out of my mouth as we go out throughout this year, because I'm living in my peace right now. And I hope that you guys got something from this long rant that I just went on. But pick your name effectively to make you happy, and then set yourself up, man, to be magnificent in the eyes of everyone, not just the customers, but yourself, God, your family, all of that stuff. Be proud of what you created. All right, now I'm off this. Let me shut up before I forget what I was talking about. Cedric.
Well, grab you a quick drink of water, because my allergies aren't going to allow me to last really long in this outro. So, thank you all for tuning into this week's episode of Lawn Care Power Moves Live Show right here on Instagram, where you can catch us each and every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you're catching us on a replay on the podcast, man, come hang out with us on Wednesdays, man. We appreciate you all jumping in, being active in the chat, man. You guys have been in there really, really deep all night, man. We've been over 20 people all night long. So thank you all for tuning in. And those that have been here from start to finish, man, y'all know what it is, man. Y'all the LBC for life, man. We truly love y'all and appreciate you just hanging out with us, man. We hope that we've gave a little bit into you this week as you all continue to give into us. So make sure you stay strong about this week, man, and go and get it. If you haven't already, please make sure you follow us on the YouTubes, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, etc. You can follow me at Still Cuts the Best, and follow my brother up there at Mac_landscaping412. And the YouTube channels, you can get those links in each one of our link trees, as well as you can get them at Mac Landscaping and Lawn Care on YouTube, and me at Still Cuts Lawn and Landscaping on YouTube. On the YouTube. So make sure I head over and do so of that, man. Also, help us out, share the podcast with a friend or two. Definitely make sure you share with an auntie, because auntie show the most love, and shout out to them in doing so on that, man. But y'all know what time it is, man. Open your mind, ready your heart. It's now time for Lawn Care Power Move of the show.
The lawn care power move of the show. I just got off this long rant. Now I got to do the power move of the show, but that's okay. Because I enjoy doing this type of stuff, Cedric. I love talking to our people, getting them ready for the rest of the week. And so the lawn care power move of the show, though, is not to rush it. Just like the pot roast, you got to marinate. Sometimes we got to be in the slow cooker as we're learning through experiences so that we can be that good, tender pot roast that tastes so good. Sometimes you got to marinate, and it takes a little longer than you would like to. But if you eat it too fast, all of your dreams ain't going to come through. So don't worry about that. Marinate, go through the slow cooking process, learn the things that you got to learn so that you can be that delicious meal you're supposed to be and live and win in life. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. And we wish you nothing but success. And we out. Peace. Whoo, Cedric, I gotta tell you, man, this week has been kicking my behind. But that's okay, because we've been out there cutting that grass. And I've been out there kicking that ass. And that's what you gotta do. Go kick ass, go kick ass, go kick ass. It doesn't matter if it rains, because even when it rains, it's always sunshine out, because you're still here. You're alive. It's always sunny, even when it rains, just like that 90-year-old man told me. So when it rains, the grass will grow, right? And when the grass grows, you know what you got to do with that grass. You got to go out there and kick its ass, kick its ass, kick its ass. Get out there. Go kick ass.
Hey, before we get out of here, I know this ain't routine, but I'm going to tell you right now, I updated my clients. I let them know that we were moving to prepay weekly billing, sent clear notification. I did my prepay billing to start the mowing season starting that week. Zero complaints from any of them. Get your money before you cut that grass. Thank you, Mr. Cornell.
Get your money before you cut that grass. You got to get that cash. And the only way to do that is to go kick ass. Now go kick ass, go kick ass, go kick ass. That's like the fourth time we did it. But go kick ass. We love you and we out. Peace.
See y'all next week. Yeah.
I'ma put it down, hold it down, tilt my crown, hit the bass, let it pound, dawg. I don't play around, dawg. Run it up, all of these blessings, I pray them up. Falling like showers, they flooding up. I'm on the up and up, rising your sun is up, Lord. Blessed, I'm favored up. I need it all, ain't no giving up. City is dying, let's raise it up. Raise up the stakes, raise up our kids, raise the community up and get lit. It's not where you from, it's about how you fit. It's where you at, put that on my wife, put that on my kids. It is what it is, the life that I chose. Take a chance on my own without the grace of my love. That's not the route I should go. I went from losing it all and being dead ass broke to putting trust in my faith and giving all in these zones. Just take a look at your life and wonder, could it be worse? We in the midst of a war. These casualties can't rehearse. Before you head to that hearse, make sure you're giving your all. Anybody got a problem with the mood you can make, keep it moving, then just brush them off. Cause we're